Okay, where can people, do you have a website where people can find out more?
100report.org and the Commissar Scoop. .com.
Okay, the commissar.
Look at the first one. The second one is being redone slightly, so it might not look great. But the first one is up fine, 100r.org. And mine, I hope, will be fixed soon, and that is the commissarscoop.com. If you put in Commissar Browder Magnitsky, you might even come up with this.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. This is a fascinating story, a never-ending story. We've been talking with Lucy Commissar, investigative reporter, about the Magnitsky Act. And stay tuned, folks. Thank you very much, Lucy Commissar.
It's my pleasure.
And stay tuned to KBOO, your radio station.
Where is your radio dial on Thursday afternoons from noon until 2? 90.7 FM is the place to be. Twice a month, DJ Charlie presents the World Beat Connection with the hottest Afro-Caribbean sounds in Portland radio land. Reggae, salsa, soca, New Orleans Afro-funk, Haitian compa and rara, and Antillean zouk share the airwaves with African high life. Afrobeat, Congolese soukous, Malian blues, juju, and South African kwaito, among the other great styles. Traditional and modern expressions are all included. On alternate weeks, check out Top Rank in Reggae and Dancehall with Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
KBOO Portland. Cascadia. Today is Thursday, December 21st, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. First, a bit of weather to get things rolling here for today. Patchy freezing fog. Holding on until around 10, and then from there on, mostly sunny with a high around 43. For tonight, is a slight chance of showers, and lows around 33. Tomorrow, again, the hovering chance of rain, and a high around 41. For tomorrow night, there's a low around 29. And Saturday dawns sunny-ish with a high around 38. And Saturday night, lows around, 24. You can hear the pipes shattering all across Portland and mostly the rural areas. And Sunday, sunny skies, highs around 38. And an overnight lows around 25. Sunday, of course, that brings us around to you know what, the holiday whose name shall not be spoken. So that said, we're still waiting. Republicans passed a tax bill with an approval rating somewhere in the dismal 20s and low 30s. No one likes it. There are people still who believe that they're going to be millionaire celebrities or celebrity millionaires, and that they're going to need this tax bill because they're going to be so filthy rich. So just plain old filthy, I guess. I don't know what the options are. One of them is not going to be jobs in the coal mining field. You might want to express your holiday feelings to Donald Trump by perhaps sending him a lump of coal. See, he likes it a lot, so he might as well have some more. What about DACA? What about chips? But the main question, if you want dubious about acronyms, DACA, yes, chips, yes, of course, we want medical care for children. But then the other acronym that was generated by this terrible year was CRISPR. CRISPR is the highway to turning planet Earth into a monospecies experiment, because if human beings can eliminate anything at all that bothers them, and they, of course, they're going to do that if they want, if they've got dark, if parents have dark hair and dark eyes and they want a blonde, blue-eyed Aryan type child, they can have that. When one species can have pretty much have its way with every other species on the planet, then we are indeed eliminating everything that has supported life, the elaborate three-dimensional algorithm that is life on Earth, and CRISPR is definitely the death knell of that. That said, of course, Donald Trump went up against the United Nations. Nikki Haley said that she came right and said, "We know this is how it works. We all know this is how it works." But Nikki Haley came straight out with it and said, scolded the rest of the world, saying that if the rest of the world does not, the rest of the nations of the world don't shape up and toe the line on Trump's disastrous declaration that Jerusalem was to be the capital of Israel and they were going to move their embassy there and all this. When he comes out with something like that, which is, and even if it were a valid claim, that's not how you would stake that claim. It's simply not possible to get there from here, and it's probably a damn good thing too. Nikki Haley says countries that are receiving aid from the U.S. and that's probably a terrible idea anyhow. Look what happens whenever we bring democracy to anyone else. That aid is going to be withdrawn, and if the country in question does not support U.S. claims with regard to Jerusalem. It's worth noting that the Arabic word for Jerusalem is, wait for it, that's right, Al-Quds. So good luck with that, Trump and Israel. You are isolated. You are the pariahs of the world right now. It has been explained to you. Apparently you're not listening. And your followers as well don't seem to be listening. The settlers aren't. You can't hear yourself think over the sound of rocks smashing into the skulls of Palestinian children protesting walls and so forth. That said, we are coming to the end of a really, really dreadful year. And it is, this day is, of course, winter's, the solstice. So we might want to take a quick look into that regarding the winter solstice. I do want to touch on it because the rest of it, we're going to ask ourselves today, what's up, Oregon? And in order to get there, we have to go through winter solstice, also known as Yule, midwinter, and it's, of course, the shortest day of the year. Good, bloody good thing, too. Longest night, I'm okay with that. I don't know about you, but This short little day with a great many names is also the worst. It can be the worst day of the year. In this case, according to astrologers, yes, it is. And the reason for that, Saturn. Apparently, the sun will appear to pass in front of the constellation Capricorn hours after Saturn does the same thing. That causes both of them to line up. And what happens thereafter, according to the London astrologer Neil Spencer, starting of the something new on this day is ill-advised. It'll have long-term consequences. Get this, it's starting a new thing today. Long-term consequences. Anything that you try to do on Thursday today is going to be more difficult than usual and more time-consuming and more frustrating. Spencer has a lot more to say about some of the reasons why we should probably avoid today. It's characterized traditionally in astrology by patriarchy, big business, and property are front and center in the cosmos on this particular winter solstice. And that said, we want to take a bit of a look around Oregon and ask ourselves at this contemplative and spiritual time of year, what's up, Oregon? At a mall in the Eugene area this week, a former Marine pulled a gun on two teenage boys who apparently were beating up a third boy at the Valley River Center. This is Monday evening, I believe. Eugene police officers went to the mall around 6 p.m. and according to the report, an unidentified man saw the two boys who were 16 or 17 years old push the third to the ground. And it turns out that this unidentified chap was a former Marine. He had a concealed carry permit and he went at it. At one point, a spokesperson for the police, at one point he felt threatened by the two 16-year-old boys. This is an ex-Marine. He's threatened by the two boys, pulled his gun, got the kids back in line, and then reholstered his gun. The incident apparently took place just a few feet from where children were lined up to have their pictures taken with Santa Claus at the mall's center court. About a dozen Eugene police and small security huddled around the center court interviewing witnesses. The Marine was carrying his firearm legally, apparently. Lessons learned. Now, if more people carry concealed, the Santa might also have been armed, drawn his gun on the ex-Marine, blown him away so that no one else felt threatened. Cost of a picture with Santa? Oh, $10-$20 or so. Cost of a picture with a Santa pulling a gun and smoking a former Marine? Priceless. And according to a local activist in Lane County's Lane County Commissioner's meeting on Tuesday, they had convened to to accuse, and rightly so, county officials of putting off next May's election ballot an initiative to ban the aerial herbicide spraying. This was all taken care of. Signatures gathered in place, everything done. All the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. And in comes the timber industry intent upon spraying after they finish clear cutting. It's one of those, it just gets better after the hillside is utterly smashed, senseless, logged to death. In come the herbicide spraying units to polish off any other living thing that might dare poke its little twig, its little leaf up out of the ground. And of course the effects on people, on their pets, on their cattle, on what they might be trying to farm. If you're an organic farmer, good luck. That's all out the window. Even though, and again worth stressing, even though those that oppose aerial spraying had done absolutely everything that they were expected to do. Many Lake County residents then, including a whole lot of rural people, have long been critical of aerial herbicide spraying, and now that. One final note on What's Up Oregon, if you steal an AR-15, you are arrested for that and then released. Why do you go out and set fire to vending machines in order to gin up a little ka-ting? Man faces arson charges after vending machines were set ablaze, two Oregon hotels, and a laundry business. I believe that he was apprehended as he was attempting to set fire to yet another vending machine. A semi-truck hauling a large trash bin crashed and plunged into a swimming pool in Portland. Turns out that the swimming pool belonged to Portland trailblazer Evan Turner. Authorities say, of course, obviously, at least we would hope that he'd lost control and hadn't done it on purpose. The driver was extricated, but his condition is unknown. I would say that we do know his condition. He was extricated. This has been the last aircast career for this year. Engineering for us today, Derek Crooks, who is also, of course, the KBOO AM News, a public affairs director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand every single day of this and any other year until we get the problem fixed. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Eileen with the Oregon Cultural Trust. Community radio means access to music, news, and programming for everyone. That's why I support KBOO with my contribution every year. It's also why I match that gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust. When you make a gift to KBOO, make a matching gift to the Cultural Trust by December 31st. Then you can use the cultural tax credit next year to reduce your state tax bill. It's true. And it's also how KBOO supporters guarantee access to cultural programming in Portland and all around the state.